So far in the business strategy pillar, you've learned about the principle of conditions, and you've seen how powerful those condition setting skills could be in theory. What I want to do today is to take the principle of conditions, the ability to create your environment in such a way that you can influence significantly the way that people behave and think and perceive you and your business, and create the conditions by showing you how they work in practice. So let's just review very quickly what you've learned so far. You've learned that having a daily set of to-do lists and action points really only deals with reactive, proximate, instant gratification needs within your life and your business. You've also learned that goal setting is excellent, and that it's important you learn to set SMART goals. But you know, the movers and shakers in your industry, the very successful small business leaders within and without your industry, in other professions, work at a much higher level than that. And we've discussed this principle of conditions, and I've shown you how it sets the context, the structure, and gives you the far-reaching ability to think at a very high level to create inevitability successful in your business life. Now, as we look at how to put that into practice, we need to review the fact and be very clear that getting conditions right will produce inevitable outcomes for you within your free time, your income, profits, the way you enjoy more valuable clients, the way you enjoy your profession more, and the way that you fulfill your genius rather than spend a lot of your business life running around doing low level, low value activities rather than focusing on what you're absolutely brilliant at and exceptional at and expert at, and therefore creating the highest leverage value for your business. What I've done today is to let you have an insight into the way we use conditions in our business, and I'm going to do that by showing you our calendar. Now, it's not necessary that you look at the detail of the calendar for this year. In fact, this was, I think, the calendar for the beginning of 2010. But what's important is that you understand how the calendar is structured. And if you look very quickly at this calendar on the screen, you'll see that I've used colours to structure different types of activity within each week. And this is 2009. And you'll see that we have buffer days where I do thinking, planning and strategic work. We have green days for my clients where they call in for their coaching sessions. I have focus days, which is designed to focus my attention on creating revenue opportunities. I have days where I'm speaking in public seminars. Those are the orange ones. And there are days when I'm free from any of that, and I focus on my family life and my personal rest, relaxation and recreation. Now, that's the beginning of the year of 2009. And you can see that there is structure there. I've set the conditions or the environment in which certain things will happen on certain days of the week and within certain weeks in each month. Now, let's just move on and I'll show you the next few months as they evolved during 2009. Have a look at this. You'll see there that we've introduced different colours and different days. And you'll see that there are some blue days on the calendar called workshop prep and product days. And you may ask, well, what's all that about? Well, those are days where we've set the agenda so that as I walk into my office and as my support team works with me, what we do is we focus on those days only on preparation for future client workshops that are coming up in the next couple of months, or on creating new products and services for our existing and future clients. That's you. And if you may ask, well, just having a calendar, what's that got to do with creating an environment or creating conditions for inevitable success? What this calendar does as we fill it in this way 6 to 12 months ahead is it defines as we walk in the office at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning that whatever is going on that is panic driven or reactive or will give us instant revenue gratification, we are determined that we set all those things aside and focus all of our attention against all of the odds and against all of the temptations on exactly what those days tell us we're supposed to be doing. And as I say, I plan those things 6 to 12 months ahead of time. And if we just follow those colour patterns which we place on our wall on the 12-month calendar, you can see that it is inevitable that the outcome will be a well-prepared workshop and a carefully designed, thought-through, market-targeted product or service that we can launch at a certain day. Now, we may find that things take us three times as long as we planned, and we've had that experience in the last 12 months, where whatever we planned took us far, far longer than we thought about or hoped for, because of learning new technology, because of glitches in the system, because of obstacles and barriers that we found were in our way externally and internally. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What this tells us is that our attention is still focused at creating a condition for our working habits that, if we just follow the pattern, will create an outcome that is inevitable. That's creating an environment whereby our team knows what they're doing months ahead of time, our clients know what we're doing months ahead of time, all the people associated with our business know what's going to be happening months ahead of time, and the environment is set so that these things will be the outcomes, and those outcomes will be inevitable. That's just a very narrow example, a very tiny example, not particularly profound or deep, of how you can set conditions in your life. Now, I'm going to take that further. See Friday, this is Friday here, this is Saturday and Sunday. What I have promised, or what I promised one of my clients I'd do in order that I could set the conditions for my increased health and fitness, was that I said to a client in a workshop that for a period of X months, I would report back to him on Friday morning what I had done in the previous 5 days concerning my fitness and health, particularly did I go to the gym and how many times did I go to gym in that week. So the condition was set so that even though I often wanted to wriggle out of that situation where I was tired or didn't feel right or couldn't be bothered to go to the gym, I knew that I had to report back to this client of mine on a Friday morning and tell him in writing by email, did I fulfill my promised condition or not? And what that did was, however I felt at 6 o'clock in the morning, the condition was now set so that my credibility and integrity was at stake concerning my efforts at improving my health and fitness. That was a very powerful environment that I set for myself to do those things that I wanted to do and that I promised to do. And can you see that set a condition for me that much was at stake if I didn't fulfill those things? Therefore, the outcome was pretty inevitable. I either had clients jeering me in the next workshop 90 days time, or I felt better about myself physically, mentally, emotionally, because I had done what I promised to do, and physically my body was taking a different shape and a different fitness level. Condition setting. So I hope I've given you a couple of examples how even, that's me incidentally, obviously you can tell, although it's a very fuzzy picture, you can tell how much my conditions had set my outcomes in my body. But can you see that even setting very simple exercises for yourself, you can create an environment, a condition to create inevitable outcomes. And my gym attendance was an example of that on a personal level. Condition setting. You need to try it, and it's part of the way of thinking as an entrepreneur, not as a professional advisor or a technician, a financial advisor, a financial planner, whatever. This is entrepreneurial, successful business thinking, condition setting.